There is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with news from Switzerland. 2024 saw nearly 2,000 anti-Semitic incidents, a staggering 90% increase from 2023, largely influenced by the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas-led attack on Israel. The annual report by the Inter-Community Coordination Against Anti-Semitism and Defamation Organization confirmed 1,789 incidents, the highest since 2014. A significant portion, 52.5%, involved traditional anti-Semitism, whilst 14.4% were tied to anti-Zionism. Escalating physical violence, threats, and property vandalism were noted, including attacks on Jewish individuals and properties. The organization further stressed that urgent action is needed to address increasing anti-Semitism and security concerns within Switzerland's Jewish community. Focusing now on news from Muslim-majority Central Asian countries, where reports from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education, IMPACTSER, indicates that textbooks in Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Azerbaijan generally present positive depictions of Judaism and Jewish people. In Kazakhstan, over 100 reviewed textbooks exhibited a favorable portrayal of Jewish history and practices among students. Uzbekistan highlighted Israel's economic successes and promoted diversity while criticizing extremist groups. In Azerbaijan, anti-Israel content has been removed and the definition of anti-Semitism has been included in curricula. These findings contrast sharply with ongoing anti-Semitism and violence found in educational materials from Gaza and Syria. A study from Tel Aviv University indicates that artificial intelligence may surpass doctors in making clinical decisions during virtual urgent care, particularly for common medical issues. Conducted by Professor Dan Zeltzer, the research published in the Annals of Internal Medicine assessed AI performance in the Cedars-Sinai Connect Clinic in Los Angeles. The artificial intelligence's recommendations were deemed optimal in 77% of cases compared to 67% for physicians, with fewer potentially harmful suggestions. While AI showcased strengths, physicians excelled at interpreting nuances and adapting to patient conditions. Zeltzer emphasized that AI could enhance healthcare efficiency but is not expected to replace human doctors. On to news from the entertainment world now, and Emmy-winning actress Patricia Heaton, known for her roles in Everyone Loves Raymond and The Middle, has become the 100,000th participant in the Jewish Future Promise JFP initiative, which aims to protect Jewish values and Israel. JFP announced this achievement, revealing that it has garnered $4.65 billion in pledges from individuals, including actress Noah Tishby and lawyer Alan Dershowitz. Heaton, who is a Christian, expressed a deep connection to Jewish heritage and shared values. JFP founder Mike Levin emphasized that this milestone reflects a strong commitment to preserving Jewish life for the future. And finally, when Leah van Leer founded the Jerusalem Cinematheque 50 years ago, the aim was to introduce iconic films to Israeli audiences, starting with a critics poll to determine its inaugural program. Well, to celebrate this milestone, selections from the original poll will be screened beginning April the 13th for over a week, with additional films showcased later. Classics like Citizen Kane by Orson Welles, Hiroshima Mon Amour, and Ingmar Bergman's The Seventh Seal will be featured. Furthermore, upcoming tributes, including one to Chris Marker, will continue throughout the year, allowing film enthusiasts to enjoy the cinematic masterpieces on the big screen. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.